Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we will have some different segments here. Manhattan Regional Airport, Flint Hills Volunteer Center, also going to be part of the show here. We're going to start things off, though, the first segment here, first couple segments with our outdoors folks. Ben Jedlicka, game warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. I see he's getting in here on the Zoom call now. I believe we're connected. He's just muted. So if you'll unmute yourself, Ben, we'll get going here. And Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you doing?
We made it just in the nick of time. And Henry Otto's with me.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
Henry, give me your title, if you would.
I'm here as the Commodore of the Blue Valley Youth Sailing Foundation, talking about our different youth sailing programs this summer.
Okay, very good. Well, Ben, where do you want to start here this morning?
Let's look backward. Okay. There was an archery. I think the competitors were archery in the schools program, and it was at Tuttle Creek State Park. They had over 100 participants, and it was kind of a border war kind of thing. They had participants from Missouri and Kansas competing against each other. There was a lot of archery shooters out there.
Archery is a growing sport, as I understand it. So you said over 140 to be exact, wasn't that about right?
Well, it was well over 100. It was a busy, and it was a great day. It was a beautiful Saturday, and they had well over 100 participants. I wanted to let you know about that. There's new facilities, and the facilities are crowded. Last year, they're crowded this year. If you want a tiny house, like a cabin, well, the reservations are getting filled up. But there are new facilities, an RV service station or service facility at Fancy Creek, and hot showers at Fancy Creek. That's new this year.
That's exciting, and it's been a while for probably a lot of folks have gotten a chance to go up there and camp out of Fancy Creek. I know there's been some issues with flooding up there for a while.
Well, that was 2 years ago. That was 2019, and the flooding has made it so that the mushrooms, it's usually not the year after, it's after that. There are mushrooms all over. The year after the flooding, that's not the year. It's the next year and the following few years that the mushrooms really go. And we've got perfect weather with these warm days, cool nights, a little dew. The mushroom hunting is real good. And that is a large area. Well, you've got 25 miles between here and Randolph that, along the lake. One can hunt mushrooms. Now, last night, some of this crowded stuff came up because we are experiencing crowds on public lands, but that came up concerning duck season, and there was a commission meeting just last night. That was part of the that's one of the issues that came up on ducks or on all public lands last evening. And coming up right in the future is today is the day that you must apply for a deer permit if you're a non-resident. So that gets us up to today. Today is the last day to apply for a non-resident deer permit.
And how long are those permits good for, Ben?
Well, all through the deer season, which is a lot of days, because the deer season starts in September and goes clear through, you know, different seasons, go clear through January. The last part of that is doe only after the first of the year is antlerless only deer. So the deer season, if you get a permit, starts out with youth disabled, goes to archery, goes to black powder, goes back to archery, goes to firearm, and then goes into the doe season in January. Now I'm running out of time. I think Henry might want to get in here and I'll wind up on what's coming up.
Okay. Henry, go ahead.
Thank you. The Blue Valley Youth Sailing Foundation has been around for over 15 years, and for the last 10 years at least, we've run what we call Camp Opti, where we take 7 to 13-year-old boys and girls and teach them how to sail in a little 8-foot pram called an Opti pram. This year, our Camp Opti starts on, the first one starts on Monday, June 14th, and runs through Sunday, June 20th, and the second one starts on July 12th and runs through July 18th. These are open to all kids 7 to 13. Might be a little better if some kids waited till they were 8, but that's a judgment for the parents. We don't decide that, or we let the parents decide if their kids are old enough and mature enough. The cost for attending this camp is, first of all, everyone has to be a member of our foundation. That's a $10 annual family fee. And then to attend the Camp Opti, there's a $20 fee. They get the use of the boats for that week. And they also get a book on how to sail that particular boat that we pass out and encourage them to read. We run what we call our advanced youth sailing program, which runs every Wednesday night from May 26th through August 12th. That's included in your family membership. The advanced program is open to any child that has been through the Camp Opti or some similar program at another location. We encourage them all to do that. We use bigger boats for that. We get the kids out there sailing on their own more. And it's really kind of exciting. We also go into a lot of the technical things in the advanced program, such as sail shape and those things. And the end of the year on the Sunday of
Labor Day in the program. I got to interrupt you just for a moment. Sorry, Henry, we're having a little technical issue here with the connection. What I'm gonna have you do, guys, is I'm gonna have you disconnect and reconnect, and we'll see if we can't get that fixed here. I'm gonna do the same on my end, and I'll let you back in here. Dave, do you want to take a break real quick?
You know, I can probably swing that.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's what we do when we have some of these Zoom issues. So it's great technology, but it sometimes can be a little frustrating. We'll be back with more of In Focus and talk Tuttle Creek Matters in a couple of moments.